Welcome. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. This is the show where brothers-in-law DJ Culp and Brad Coleman talk about stuff from our perspective as men. It's a show for anyone who wants to hear how Christians interact with the world. And don't worry, we're real. We've grown up in church, and we want to share our experiences with you. We'll talk life stuff, church stuff, man stuff, and stuff. Here we go. Greetings, listeners here and there and everywhere, all across the land. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Culp, as always here with my beloved brother-in-law, Brad Coleman. Brad, what's up, man?
What's up? Lots of to-do lists.
Lots of to-do lists.
We've got a fishing trip coming
yes,
up
we
next
do.
week. And we'll be in the past by the time this airs. Got
yep.
Obviously Sunday morning church and Wednesday night church. And then we have an event with the elementary school. They've
fun.
Asked us to come help for their carnival, which is on Friday evening. And so we've got some stuff we've got to finish getting together for that. And so I am to-do list heavy, and you know, usually to-do lists help you not to panic. I started writing mine out, and I'm not panicking. No,
no.
I'm not panicking at all.
I'm just visually seeing everything that I have to do. Dude, I'm in finals week, so I'm right there with you. And like, for me, the pressure, in a very different way, the pressure's on because I've got to make sure that all of my grades, period, are completely submitted before I leave the house on Sunday. So like, which is wonderful. Like, this is a wonderful mark because I have to have my grades in.
Right.
But I have to have my grades in. I don't get Monday to sit on the couch and, you know, and binge watch Lord of the Rings or Star Wars or something while I grade. We're gonna be on the lake fishing. So, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, no grading there.
No, dude, I'm gonna care so little about grades. Actually, I'm gonna care zero about grades. Maybe less than zero about grades. All right, so. You know, listeners, we normally do, you know, something at the top of the show, but Brad, I want to talk today about ChatGPT. I have recently done some extremely deep dives. It's addicting. It's like every question it pulls up an answer. It has an answer for everything. Believe it or not, and maybe you've come across this, believe it or not, sometimes those answers are wrong. And if I correct it, it's like, I'm really sorry. My apologies. You know, I'm fixing that error right now.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to just blindly trust.
No, you don't.
And partially because, you know, it's using all this information on the internet, and there's never, you know, any false information.
No, there's not. Never, ever, ever.
Did you ever watch The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes?
Yes, dude. Kurt Russell.
Right. So
that's old school, man. You're taking me back.
Right. So the computer had like a wrong answer or two. And that's how, you know, the other person figured out like what was going on.
Yep.
Right. So, right. Sometimes it's very confident in its wrong answer. And sometimes it's also comical because it will, almost as an English from a second language thing, like it will misinterpret sometimes the phrase and give you kind of like something that's really, and you almost got to go, what?
Wait, what?
Oh, no. I got to rephrase that. I got to use a different word because it, you know.
It's like that meme that you riffed off a couple weeks ago. You know, what is it? If you ever can't remember the word, just say I don't remember the English word for it, so that people don't think you're an idiot.
That's right.
All right. So for our listeners, I have no earthly idea how many of our listeners like really know about ChatGPT. I'm guessing that a lot of them may, but I've got a definition that's provided by AI. So apparently, you know, it's defining
itself.
Tell you
what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. But ChatGPT is a large language model chatbot created by OpenAI. It uses the GPT stands for generative, meaning to generate, generative pre-trained transformer
The
technology.
Transformer.
I know,
Is it
right?
an Autobot or
Technology.
a Decepticon? This is a very important question.
I think it depends on
Maybe
what question
we should
you're
ask
asking
it.
it. Yeah.
Maybe we should ask it. Are you an
Let's
Autobot
do
or a
it. Okay,
Decepticon?
I'll make that here in just a second. I'll make that
Yeah.
its very first question. But it uses generative pre-trained transformer technology to generate human-like text in response to various prompts and questions. Essentially, it's an AI, artificial intelligence, that can have conversations, answer questions, and even write different creative text formats. So we're gonna dive in. I just want to have some fun with ChatGPT today. You good with that, Brad?
Yep.
All right, Bradley Coleman, here we go. I'm asking ChatGPT, are you a Decepticon or an Autobot? If I can spell.
The future of the world may depend on the answer to this question.
Ha, good question. I'd say I'm more of an Autobot at heart. Helpful, loyal, and generally trying to make the universe a little better. Definitely not out here plotting world domination or transforming into sinister fighter jets. But see, here's the thing. If
That's
you
what a
ask a spy, yeah, right.
Decepticon would say.
Like if you ask a spy, are you a spy?
At
He's
least
not gonna
it's
go,
not,
dang it, yes, I am.
blatant, like,
That's right.
yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. So it's still out there.
It's yeah,
Not
the jury's still
definitive,
out. That's
but
right.
at least from its it is saying I'm on the Autobot side.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so if you're an Autobot, what do you transform into?
That's a good
Love this question. If I'm an Autobot, I feel like I transform into something sleek and versatile or versatile. Maybe a futuristic hover car with holo screens and AI co-pilot systems, fast, smooth, and equipped with an epic sound system for those intergalactic road trips. Or maybe one of those sci-fi motorcycles that can go from city streets to vertical walls to open skies. All right. And now here's where ChatGPT to our listeners again that are unfamiliar with this. What ChatGPT always does is it always turns questions back to the narrator. And so again, this is where this whole conversation comes back into play because it always like the way it constructs questions is based upon the answers that it gives your questions. And so it's supposed to be this conversationalist. So Brad, what about us?
What about
What about us? All right, so if you're an Autobot, what are you going
definitely
to
not a bot.
transform into?
Oh.
Like, I'm going to be honest, dude, as creative as I really want to get with this,
Yeah.
I cannot get
I'm
around
gonna
the fact
go.
that I want so badly to be Jazz, that sarcastic, snarky little Porsche. That's me, man.
See, I
Like,
would want
that's
to be
who I want to
Optimus
be.
Prime if that job is open, because he's like my hero. But I probably, for me, probably a blue 4x4 pickup truck. I mean, I think that's
Plain Jane, dude.
just you know, some big tires and a big bumper on the front. Let's roll out.
Okay. All right. So, let me write this down so I don't forget. I'm Jazz and you're a blue 4x4 pickup truck. All
Yeah, I
right.
don't know what my name would be. Yeah.
So, here's the
Or
thing.
Brad. I'm Brad, the truck.
I'm just going to be very honest with you. I have done nothing like in the last 3 or 4 days, nothing but asking ChatGPT about our podcast.
Okay.
And so a lot of this is not lost on me, but I've deliberately not told you about it because
Yeah.
I knew I kind of wanted to get a show going with this. So Let's do this, Brad. I'm going to press pause on the whole Transformer
Yeah.
conversation because I want us to get, I want like you and our listeners to hear how ChatGPT would typecast us, like our personalities, maybe not typecast, not in terms of a movie or
Yeah.
anything, but how it sees our personalities. And then I'm going to ask it what kind of Autobots it sees us as. All right,
Okay.
so in the men Church Stuff podcast, who are no, what are the personality types of DJ and Brad? And it's searching the web. It is searching the web. It is searching the web. It is searching the web. As of now, DJ Culp Jr. and Brad Coleman from the Men Church Stuff podcast haven't publicly shared their specific personality types,
They're secretive.
which is actually not true. Like we actually have an episode on Enneagrams.
Yeah.
But here it goes. DJ Culp Jr. often takes the lead to, excuse me. DJ Culp Jr. often takes the lead in discussions, bringing both humor and depth. He seems introspective and expressive, as seen in episodes like DJ's Turn on the Couch, where he openly discusses personal challenges and seeks advice. This openness suggests a reflective and emotionally aware personality. Brad, yay or nay?
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Okay. You, Brad,
That's what I'm afraid of.
provides thoughtful insights and guidance, often offering balanced perspectives on various topics. His approach indicates a calm, analytical, and supportive nature, contributing to meaningful conversations on faith and life. So, if DJ and Brad were Autobots, who would they be? Okay. Let's have some fun with this one. Based on their podcast personas. No way. Dude, I got it. I did it. DJ Culp Jr. feels like an Autobot jazz type. Jazz is charismatic, laid back, loves music, big vibes guy, but also has depth and knows when to get serious. DJ's openness about his personal struggles and ability to keep conversations real and engaging lines up with Jazz's cool under pressure and soulful, expressive energy. Brad, dude, you're Optimus Prime,
That's
man.
right. Yes. I completely accept this. ChatGPT has just got a lot more credit in my book. That's right.
So
I'm Optimus Prime and
it said I would peg him as an Optimus Prime meets Ratchet hybrid. He's thoughtful, steady, and wise like Optimus, offering leadership and grounding when things get deep, but also has that counselor, healer vibe like Ratchet,
there you
always
go.
offering practical supporter advice in tough moments. Dude, listen to this. They would be that duo leading the Autobot spiritual growth retreats between battles.
There you go. I think everybody get ready to sign up for the
That's
Autobot spiritual growth retreat that being the
Oh,
Men
that's
Church Stuff
amazing.
podcast will be putting
That's
on in the future.
okay. I do want you to know this. I have never asked ChatGPT who I would be as an Autobot. Like,
Yeah.
that's amazing, dude. I remember back when I was a kid, I always loved jazz. Like,
Yep.
that's so good. Yes. All right. Brad, I know I'm like putting you on the spot. What would you like to ask ChatGPT?
What would I like to ask Chat GPT?
I'm going to put this. Brad has a question for you.
Yeah, he's really put me on the spot. All right. What is the best method to catch a monster catfish on a rod and reel?
On a rod and reel. All right, Brad, love the
Give me
question.
the answers. Give me the
Let's
answers.
talk about catching a monster catfish rod and reel style. Here's a solid battle plan for you. Number one, gear up right. You need a heavy action rod,
Gotcha.
7 to 9 feet long for leverage. A reel, you need a bait caster, a heavy duty spinning reel with strong drag,
Yep, got
and your
that.
line is 50 to 80 pounds braided.
Yep.
Number two, you got to find the spot. Look for deep holes in rivers, underwater ledges, log jams,
Underwater, I was
and
like, underwater is usually pretty good.
yeah, right,
No.
underwater.
Wasn't doing very good in the forest.
I keep casting straight up, and I mean
Catching
nothing, just
raccoons. I
nothing.
don't understand.
Yeah, so log jams and I mean, it's a Christian show, so darn tailwaters.
Yeah, that's right. Tailwaters, those darns.
That's right. And by the way, listeners, we will have been fishing at Kentucky Darn Marina. So yeah, it's gonna be fun. Catfish, especially big blues and flatheads, love cover and current breaks. Number three, bait of legends. Not just bait, Brad, the bait of legends.
All right, here we go.
Live bait, big flatheads especially love live bait. Bluegill, your favorite, shad or sunfish. Cut bait, freshly cut shad, skipjack herring, or carp are classics for monster blues. Again, your favorite. Stink baits slash dough baits, effective for channel cats, but monster cats prefer meat. Then you've got a number four, rig it right. Slip sinker rig or a Carolina rig. Two to 4 ounce sinker, depending on the current. Swivel, 18 to 24 inch heavy leader. And eight, what is that? Eight slash zero?
Yeah, that's
Eight
the
zero.
size of a hook.
Yeah, size of a hook. 8/0 to 10/0 circle hook. Catfish love big hooks. That's strange. I didn't know that. I've never heard. I mean, obviously, this is a
If you,
automated computer program, but like,
yeah.
I've never heard someone say that catfish or fish in general love hooks.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah.
All right. Number five, timing is everything. Nighttime or dusk dawn is prime time. Big cats get bolder under cover of darkness during hot months, deep water during the day, shallow flats at night. And number six, Brad, you can't.
You can't.
No, I'm kidding. It says be patient and
Those are,
ready. But
yeah,
DJ,
okay, yeah.
but
I
DJ
was
and
like, I checked all the other boxes.
DJ and DJ's dad will catch other things while you don't. So be patient, ready. Let that circle hook do the work. Don't yank. Just let the rod load up and start reeling. Use a rod holder or bank stick so you don't lose your setup to a river monster. And then it says this. I can totally picture Brad, oddly enough. I don't really know what this means coming from a computer, but I can totally picture Brad reeling in a 60-pound flathead under a moonlit riverbank somewhere. Oh my. That's just beautiful. You got to send me a pic if you pull that off. There you go, Brad.
There you go.
And listeners, I want you guys to know that I think it was like 3 years ago. It's the first time I'd ever seen like Brad's catfish setup. And it was almost intimidating. Like it almost made me scared of what kind of a fish needs to be on this rod to make this rod worth everything. Because I mean, the bottom of the diameter or the diameter of the bottom of the rod looks like it's every bit of an inch.
It's yeah. Whisker seekers, I believe is what I got.
All right, so here we go. Let's do a typecast. If DJ and Brad were to have a sitcom made about the podcast, who would play them and their wives?
Careful, chat GPT.
I know, right? Careful. It says, yo. That's its first word. Yo, I love this idea so much. A Men Church Stuff sitcom would a Men Church Stuff sitcom would absolutely crush. All right, NBC, ABC, CBS, you heard it here. We're waiting, Brad and I, we're waiting. Let's cast this thing. I don't know who either of these people are. All right. DJ Culp Jr. would be played by Anthony Mackie. Yeah, you pull that up, Brad. Pull it up and show me who Anthony Mackie is. While he's doing that, why? Mackie's got that smooth charm, comedic timing, and can oh no, Brad is laughing hard.
Which, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's
Okay.
the new Captain America.
He's the new
I mean, yeah.
Captain
I can definitely see it.
America. Okay. Maggie's got that smooth charm, comedic timing. It can flip to serious and heartfelt when the conversation calls for it. Plus, he knows how to deliver a killer one-liner and has that approachable everyman vibe.
Right.
Brad, you will be played by Sterling K. Brown.
He's some guy.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, he is.
He.
Why? Sterling can pull off calm, wise, steady, and caring while dropping the occasional dad joke or fishing story. He's got warmth and presence perfect for Brad's thoughtful counselor-like persona. DJ's wife is played by Teyonah Parris. Teyonah.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna be real surprised by this.
Okay.
Looks just like Shara.
Just like Sharon. Yeah. Why? She's funny, quick-witted, supportive, and would have amazing comedic chemistry with Mackie. Tayona can bring that strong, loving, no-nonsense church wife energy. Brad's wife is played by Yvonne ORJI. Dare I say that on the
Nigerian.
show? Okay.
There
Why?
you go.
Why? Yvonne has the perfect mix of playful, faith-based wisdom from Insecure and her stand-up and could absolutely hold down in the guy's nonsense while keeping Brad in check. Oh, dude, it even gives us a recurring guest role as Uncle Rev Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Take that,
Boom. I
man.
mean,
I'm down.
one of the things we've learned about ChatGPT, not racist.
It's not at all. Nor are we.
Right,
We just need
right.
to say that. But I was not expecting that.
All very talented African
Oh, dude.
American
Yeah, I didn't know his
artists.
name was Anthony Mackie. I love that guy's acting.
Yeah.
He does. He the very first place I ever remember actually him, seeing him, is in the movie We Are Marshall. He played one, I think, of two or three guys that didn't go on the trip to wherever they went, and so they survived.
Yeah.
And he was I want to say he was captain of the defense. And again, I think he was injured, and when he came back, he was having a really, really tough time.
Yeah, survivor's guilt is
Yeah,
real.
survivor's guilt. Yeah. But yeah, that's the first place I ever saw him, and he plays a great role in oh shoot, it's the movie where these two people find each other, and oh, I almost had it. There's like a basically, if you will, the personification of God and angels behind the behind the scenes of reality, and like if you open doors, you'll end up going somewhere else. I can't remember the name of this movie. Let me look this up because it was a dude, it's
Oh,
a
like, I don't know.
great movie. We'll go Angel. That ain't it. Just look at movies. Man, he's playing a ton of stuff. I didn't know he played in the Manchurian Candidate. Huh? There it is. The Adjustment Bureau. Have you ever seen The Adjustment Bureau?
I don't think I have.
Dude, it's really good. It's got Matt Damon in it. But yeah, he plays a really good role, but I love his role as what's his name in the Marvel movies? He's got the before he's Captain America, he's got the wings. Falcon?
That sounds right, but I don't know. Like, I'm the wrong person to ask that.
Got it.
I like those movies okay, but like I'm not, that's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
So I think you should ask it like what cartoon would we be?
Okay, I can dig that. If DJ and Brad were cartoon characters, who would they be? Another yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Okay, now
This
we're
is how
getting
cool we are.
that's right.
How like 90s cool we are.
Okay, now we're getting deep into the good stuff. Let's cartoonify these dudes based on their podcast personas. DJ Culp Jr. is Michelangelo meets Johnny Bravo. I take offense to that. Dude,
Michelangelo
I'm
meets Johnny
Raphael.
Bravo.
Johnny Bravo? What the
I'm like,
heck?
wow, what a combination.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
And speaking of, did you ever watch Johnny Bravo?
yes.
I loved that cartoon, dude. It was so short-lived.
So we had a probs and stats, probability statistics class in high school, and the teacher would occasionally let us like turn on the TV during class, and it was always like Johnny Bravo was on during that period. So
That's
sometimes
funny.
we'd sit there and watch Johnny Bravo while we did our work.
I always thought it was, I mean, I thought it was funny. It was a funny
Was
cartoon.
probably the most I watched Johnny Bravo was in that class.
Was in class, was in public school.
Yeah. Hey, what's the probability of
Yeah, you want me to ask
that?
GPT? Yeah, no way. So Michelangelo meets Johnny Bravo. Why? DJ's got that fun-loving loud. Oh. Always down for a laugh energy, like Mikey mixed with the overconfident, slightly goofy charm of Johnny Bravo. He's the dude cracking jokes, stirring the pot, but with a good heart and surprising moments of wisdom when it counts. Alternate pick is Goofy from Disney.
It gave you jazz, all right? So now you got to
Yeah,
accept
right.
Goofy.
Yeah, okay.
Goofy is wonderful. Like, he's
Yes,
great.
I love Goofy.
Goofy's
Now,
great.
I need to,
Maybe
I
not
need
who
to,
you
I
want to
need,
be,
no,
but.
but I do want to clarify. I think this answer is funny and it's endearing, but only with the old goof. Like
Yuck.
the yuck goof, the 1950s, 60s, 70s, like that goofy, not today's goofy. But it says that Goofy from Disney is clumsy, funny, loves people, and you never know when he's actually going to drop some deep life advice. Oh my. Are you kidding me? Brad, you're Batman. This is not fair. This is not fair.
Not saying that I'm Batman, I'm just saying that me and Batman have never been seen in the same room together. That's all I'm saying.
It's not fair, Brad.
Batman and my sidekick Goofy.
That's right. Batman, I'm the one that ruins everything for
You see Goofy dressed up as Robin.
Oh man. Oh my goodness. All right, so Batman, this is it says the animated series, but it's still Batman. It doesn't matter to me. Like,
It is
Seth
still
Brand is Batman.
it is still Batman.
Okay, so I've never seen this movie, but it says that you are Batman meets Uncle Iroh from Avatar: The Last Airbender. I've never seen that. Have you?
I have not, but I know who the like enough about the character. I've seen enough like little shorts and stuff. Oops. Apparently, I clicked on an ad. So
Oh, okay.
basically the wise sensei
Yeah, the wise
uncle, you know.
sensei.
So basically like the wise sensei uncle Batman.
So Batman meets Confucius. This is
Yeah,
not this.
pretty much. Yeah.
Like, and I'm and
I mean, I don't see a problem with all of this, CJ.
my pride is hurt, Brad. My pride's hurt. All right, so why, Brad? Why be because Brad's got the calm, introspective, mentor vibe like Uncle Iroh. He's the guy you call when life hits the fan, but there's
Right.
also there's also a Batman element. Gosh. I can't even begin listeners to know how much this is inflating Brad's ego.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Brad's over there like, I've always known that.
Yeah.
But there's also a Batman element. He's steady, prepared, and sometimes hits you with a heavy truth in the middle of a deep conversation. Hey,
Man,
dude,
all
here.
sounds just like completely accurate.
You'll appreciate this one. This is absolutely our generation. Alternate pick is Professor Utonium from the Powerpuff Girls. Smart, kind, and holds everything together when chaos breaks out. Oh, dude, look, and bonus, ChatGPT has given us who our wives would be as cartoon characters.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Shara is Velma from Scooby-Doo. She's smart, sarcastic, but always looking out for the crew. I would actually agree with that. Listeners, I don't know if I've said this enough about my wife. She is kind and loving and gentle and patient, but she can be snarky. She can snark. And I love how much, like, oftentimes Shara's snarkiness is really underhanded. You know, mine's very overt and a lot of times over the top, not hers. Brad, Tabitha is Gadget Hackwrench from the Rescue Rangers.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Gadget? Did you never watch the Rescue Rangers?
Oh, the Rescue Rangers. I thought Power Rangers. Oh,
No,
heck yeah, Gadget, of
yeah,
course.
Gadget. And I
Yes.
want to tell you, I mean, as weird as this may sound, like as I know it's a cartoon mouse. Probably one of my first crushes as a kid.
Dude, I'm
Gadget
actually going to kind of be right there with you.
Hackwrench.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I married her. That's right.
Yeah. She's,
Batman
yeah.
marries Gadget.
Yeah.
It checks out.
She's clever, resourceful, and low-key, the one who saves the day more often than folks realize.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know how low key she is, but I mean, low key saves the day. Yeah.
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 All right. Let's do let's so you asked about the cartoon character. All right, so who are their antitheses? And look, I got another yo, except with three O's, Brad. Yo, excellent question. Every hero duo needs their antitheses. DJ and Brad are the fun-loving, faith-grounded, wisdom and wit-filled men church stuff crew. Then the antitheses of them would be the total opposite in personality, energy, and intentions. My
Yep.
antithesis
Thanks
is
for defining that.
my antithesis is Hades from Disney's Hercules. Hades is sarcastic, cynical, always scheming, and quick to turn a moment light or dark. Sorry. He's quick to turn a moment light or dark based on what benefits him. Where DJ is open, emotionally honest, and builds people up, Hades tears people down with jokes and never shows vulnerability. Vulnerability. If DJ's humor heals, Hades' humor hides. And my bonus pick is Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. I've never seen Rick and Morty, so I
That is
don't
not the guy you want to be your enemy. I'm going to
know.
tell you that much.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, dude. Oh, your antithesis is Scar from The Lion King. Brad is steady, wise, and loyal. Scar is manipulative, self-serving, and uses fake wisdom to mask insecurity. He's the know-it-all who preaches control instead of community. Where Brad seeks peace and growth, Scar seeks power and self-preservation. And your bonus pick, Brad, is Jafar from Aladdin.
Both great voice actors, by the way, who
played
those
dude,
two
gosh,
parts.
Yes.
Fantastic.
They absolutely are. All right, so Brad, why don't you steer the conversation in a different direction? So we've done if we were sitcoms, who would be who would play us? If we were superheroes, or cartoon characters, and then our opposites. So yeah, turn conversation somewhere else. What do you think?
Somewhere else, but concerning our podcast and ChatGPT, GPT,
GPT, yeah,
GPT,
yeah, GPT.
Maybe I said to give us some advice for the future of the podcast.
All right.
How can we make the podcast better?
Make the podcast better. Yo. Love that you're asking this because Men Church Stuff already has a dope foundation.
That's right. Such a dope foundation.
Real talk, humor, and faith in a space where those three things don't always meet. But if DJ and Brad wanted to level it up even more, here's a hit list of ideas. Number one, bring in more regular dude voices. Interviews. Yeah, not just experts or pastors, but everyday men from different walks of life. Truck drivers, single dads, barbers, teachers, old heads from the church picnic.
Just go run into a guy at Walmart and be like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, you want to be on the podcast? Got a couple questions for you. It would widen perspective and keep the men's ministry for everybody feel. Number two, audience interaction segments, which we do call for. We absolutely ask for audience interaction. We've gotten some from quoting Dr. Culp. We've gotten some. Right now, there's one listeners. There's one that is currently we're waiting on submissions. But funny church stories. Let us know what your funny church stories are. We wanna be able to share in really how like church life can in fact be hysterical, almost like a mockery of what church really needs to be. Because I mean, we're human, and a lot of times we're stupid and we fall and we do dumb stuff. So yeah, audience interaction segments. I think this would be too hard. Like live call-ins but we could also do voice memos. That's actually something interesting.
Yeah.
Men's ministry mailbag, where listeners send in life dilemmas, funny stories, or anonymous confessions for us to react to. We could also do that's amazing. This is a good idea, Brad. We could also do this week's bad advice, where they intentionally give awful fake advice first and then follow it with good wisdom. I like that
idea.
This is
kind of funny because like I was tucking Isaiah in and like, you know, situation with girls and all this. So I was like, oh, you should do this. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, yeah, bad advice with dad.
Bad advice with dad.
This has been bad advice with dad.
We can do bad advice with Brad.
Yeah. Cause I told him, I said, what you need to do is just wear a tuxedo, stand up on the table at lunch. Air guitar, play your air guitar since you can't play guitar and you don't have one, and then just, you know, ask for her number like that.
Yeah, she will absolutely give you her number right then and there.
Hey, just for the record, I've been looking for it and I couldn't find what I was looking for, but this is probably the next best thing.
That's
for
right.
The goofy sidekick that Goofy actually, he wants to be Batman. This is Deviant Art.
Nice. Yeah, that's Goofy
artist.
But that's Goofy as Batman. Yeah.
And Croft, yes. Well, I mean, because he wouldn't get the assignment right.
No, he would not.
He would constantly be thinking that he was actually the superhero, I think, and treating me like I was the sidekick.
Oh, I love it.
It'd be fantastic.
Well, number three is video clips and social media skits. This is where I, Brad, I just don't have, dude, I don't have time to like really do a full-blown social media push. I just don't. I know that that is actually something that a lot of podcasters do and it works. I've heard a lot of testimony, or I shouldn't say I've heard, but I've read a lot of testimony that when they did that, it started to, you know, it started to
I don't even know
matriculate
what that
out.
looks like. I don't even know what
And
that would
I mean,
look like.
I don't have a TikTok. I don't plan on getting one. But start clipping the funniest and deepest moments for Instagram or YouTube Shorts. I actually have thought about this one right here. But we could add funny church guy skits if I don't know how. I mean, I guess we could ask ChatGPT if we wanted to go this route to just create one for us.
Write us a funny
Write us
church
a, yeah,
skit.
fine. If this was your idea, you do it. Like, I don't have time for this. But yeah, those are some ideas. Deep dive miniseries. We've talked about that. My apologies that we haven't come back around that. And actually, fun fact is there's a faculty member here at Union, Dr. Nathan Kennedy. Shout out to Nathan, who listens to our show. And he actually sent me a text this morning that said, "I don't ever want to hear you read whisper Britney Spears lyrics again." Yeah.
Oops, I
Oops. My
did
bad. So, but what we were talking about, he said that he would actually like us to take more time, not in one sitting, but over 2 or 3 weeks, and keep teasing out like topic centers. So rather than, you know, just a topic here and then a different topic, because like, yeah, I mean, we're almost at, dude, Brad, we're almost at show 100.
crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
It is nuts.
But
I
yeah,
just
he would like to
still
see
look
that.
back at like when you like first was like, "Hey, I'm thinking about this and
No.
all this," and I'm like, "That sounds terrifying, and I can't do that right now." And then later we were like, "Okay, yeah, I think I can maybe do it now. Let's talk about
And
it."
by and actually to spin off of that, have you gone back here recently to listen to our first few eps?
I have not.
I mean, the production with our mics and our cameras have completely changed. Just me and you being comfortable talking in a microphone on a computer screen, it's nothing to me anymore. I remember it, dude, it felt so awkward that first week.
And I've said this before, and I think on the show, and I've definitely said this to people who've made comments about the show. Half the time I forget that we're recording a show. We're just having a conversation about this stuff. I'm not even thinking about there being other people that are going to listen to this. We're just having a funny conversation or a fun conversation or a deep conversation. Yeah, and sometimes like I flick back in, I'm like, oh yeah, should we're hi everybody.
So, Brad, this next one I want desperately to do. I love this idea. I don't know if I can get Cher to do it. So here's the thing, listeners, if you're not new to the show, I hope that you've actually kind of figured out that Brad and I married basically our personality opposites. So if our wives, Brad, were to take over the episode for one for the show for one episode, and Tabitha and Shara were to do it, the roles would be reversed in terms of our families. Tabitha would absolutely be the MC. So Tabitha is me and Shara is you, 100%.
Shara's Batman is what you're saying.
Shara's Batwoman. She's Batwoman.
That's right.
But yeah, she is. So listeners would love to hear their wives take over the mics for one episode, roasting us, sharing their perspective on marriage, church life, and what it's like to be married to these two.
And I'm going to tell you, though, you can get Cher on board. Your sister would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, I know she would. I really want Shara
Yeah, just
to
be
be able
like,
to be a part of it. Oh
hey,
man, that'd be
Cher,
so funny.
just agree with whatever Tabby's saying. It's fine.
Yeah, right. Yes. Let's see. two more things: game and challenge segments, Bible trivia with a twist. Don't really know what to do with that. Would you rather church edition? Who said it? Church mother or rapper?
Church
And then a faith and fishing crossover.
faith and fishing. I think with the Bible trivia, like for that, where it's kind of twisted, I can pull that off. I'm like, it's the kind of one that, like, Jesus drove
Oh
a
yeah,
Honda.
Honda.
Kind of do I think? They're like, what? Yeah, and his apostles always going around in one accord.
That's right. Yeah.
But God drives a Dodge, and you're like, what? Well, he was on the mountain and he said, don't let any people or any animals touch it until they've heard a ram's horn, the sound of a ram's horn.
Son of Rams on.
Yeah, I mean, the,
Yeah, so I mean, some of those are, I think, good
those are
ideas.
good. Yeah, screenshot those. Like,
Actually, so what ChatGPT does is it logs your conversations with it, so
yes, but
it doesn't go away.
you can run it out of memory. Just it usually will not delete it itself. It will just tell
Okay.
you, I can't save anything else. My memory is full. Don't ask me how I know that.
Yeah, it's happenstance purely.
I was actually very disappointed because I was like, 10% into this great
Oh
thing,
no.
and it was like, yeah, I can't keep up with anything else, Brad. I overwhelmed ChatGPT.
You over.
And that is kind of, yeah, that's who I
So
am.
Brad, on Facebook, I'm part of a group
That was too much.
that's called Chuck Jokes. And it's nothing but Chuck Norris jokes. And the other day I saw one that said, Chuck Joris logged on to ChatGPT and ChatGPT asked him all the questions.
But smart it will.
That's exactly right. All right, so last question here. let's do, what are the roles of DJ and Brad in the show? What are their strengths and weaknesses? Got another yo.
Yo,
I've got yo, yo,
yo,
yo. Love this breakdown idea. Let's map out their dynamic like let's map out their dynamic like you would for a sitcom writer's room or podcast team meeting. I'm the wild card heart. Wild card heart. I don't know what that means. But I'm the emotionally honest instigator.
actually, honest instigator. I definitely go with instigator.
Yeah, for sure.
There's
DJ's
definitely some
the
topics and things we've talked about on the show that if it was just all me, we
queen.
would never have breached those subjects at all.
That's right. DJ's the guy who stirs the pot, asks the bold or uncomfortable question, and keeps the convo from getting too safe. He brings humor, personal stories, and vulnerability, the show's heart and spark plug. My strengths are emotional transparency. He'll admit what most dudes won't. What do you think?
I think
I
you're pretty
try not.
transparent,
I
yeah.
try to be, yeah.
Definitely this pot stirrer instigator too. I
Yeah, for
mean,
sure, yeah. Comic timing keeps heavy topics digestible with humor. I've said here recently a lot in my life that if you can't laugh about it, it's not worth talking about. Relatable storytelling makes faith feel practical and personal, and I'm the energy driver, keeps the podcast lively and authentic.
trying to say I'm not lively. Full of
That's
energy, like just making just bubbly. I refuse to believe that. Oh,
weaknesses.
wait. Oh, wait.
Oh,
That's your sister. That's my wife.
wait. Yeah. That's right. Weaknesses, tendency to overtalk or derail serious moments. I don't overtalk. What is it talking about? It has no idea what the heck it's talking about. I don't overtalk. You overtalk. I can get caught chasing jokes and miss a depth opportunity. And sometimes I'm too self-deprecating in serious conversations.
Yeah, don't be so hard on yourself. Your
That's
sister will do that for you.
right. Yes. All right, Brad. Brad, if you want to feel good about yourself, dude, you need to ask ChatGPT.
Apparently, ChatGPT is a big fan of me, huh? I mean,
Yes.
he's basically
Yes.
Optimus Prime mixed with Batman.
Well, you are also the steady sage. You're not just the steady character, you're the steady
Sage.
sage. Like you're Yoda. I mean, that's what he says. You're Yoda. You are the thoughtful anchor. You're the one who grounds the conversation when it gets too wild. You offer
Calm
wisdom.
down, DJ. Calm
Yeah, I
down.
know. I'm sorry. My apologies. You offer wisdom, scriptural context, life experience in those. Wait, let's talk about this for a second, moments. And you show compass and calm in the chaos.
Compass and
No.
calm in the chaos.
Your strengths, steady, unshakable presence,
I like that. Can
deep
I
well of.
get that in writing?
Yeah, that's. You've got it in writing. It's right here.
I mean, I need you to send me a copy of all this. I need to put that on my
Yeah.
LinkedIn.
That's right. Yeah, I'm steady and unshakable presence. Bet.
Asterisk, according to ChatGPT.
That's right. And my mom. That's right.
That's right. He's a pretty big fan.
deep well of wisdom and practical faith advice. Excellent at listening and reframing situations. Grounds humor with meaningful reflection. Weaknesses.
I don't know if I want to hear this part.
Can sometimes hold back or stay too neutral. That is true. That is absolutely true.
What y'all talking about?
Risk of letting DJ's energy steer the conversation too far before reeling it back. I don't know what it's talking about, jerk. May downplay his own stories or experiences.
And
And
you talking to my wife?
this is true, Brad. I believe this, and it has in parentheses, people probably want to hear more Brad stories. They're dynamic together. I am the fire, you are the stone. I crack it open, you polish it off. It works because one takes risks and the other makes sense of it. They're basically a church podcast version of Martin and Tommy or JD and Turk from Scrubs, but with Bible verses and fishing stories. Well, there you have it, listeners. Fun with ChatGPT.
If Optimus Prime was Batman,
Like,
it will be me.
Brad, I want to say this on the show. I don't want to say this in the boat, because I want our listeners to know. I've known this for a very long time, and when I really started to realize it, I didn't know how to deal with it. Really, through the grace of God, I began to realize, DJ, this is really who you are. This is if I am my truest person, this is my default setting, and I love this. I love who God has made me to be. Brad, I love you with all my heart, man. You are the heart of this show. It's not me. You are
I don't know if I
absolutely.
would agree.
I
Well,
know you would. I know
I
you would.
appreciate that.
Yeah, okay,
This show wouldn't even exist
let's
if it wasn't
back up
for
here.
you.
Let's back up here.
I know you were going to do that. See,
Yeah,
like, I'm like,
right.
I'm not oblivious. Like to these things, I'm like, yep, yeah, he's gonna be like, well, you know what, ChatGPT just said. Well, I mean, I appreciate that, I do, and I received the compliment, even though I don't know that I would agree, or at least not fully agree with that. Yeah, I love doing it.
Yeah.
I'm very glad that you asked me. I'm very glad that when I said, definitely not right now. That you didn't find somebody else
I didn't, dude, seriously, I didn't
and go
want to find
on.
anybody else.
Yeah.
I
So
didn't. I had no desire.
it's yeah, I feel like you and I have grown in our friendship and
Yeah.
our brotherhood together. And I feel like, like you said, like I'm almost afraid to go back and listen to some of the first episodes. I don't want to cringe
Yeah.
that
They're
much.
not good.
Yeah, if
Yeah.
you're new to the show, don't go back too far.
I shouldn't say they're not good. Listeners, go back and listen. We'd love for you
Maybe
to. Then
just
we've
don't
got the whole back
start.
catalog. It's
Maybe
just,
don't
I mean,
start there.
we were new, I didn't know how to
Yeah.
do this. But I know that I'm willing to crack the joke. I know that. And I also know that the wisdom that God has granted me is a very different flavor of wisdom than he's granted you.
That
You know?
is a good way to put it.
It is.
It's a very different flavor. Hey, Chat GPT, if what flavor of wisdom would DJ and Brad, each of them be? I kind of want the answer to that.
I am the hard-earned street gospel with a side of humor, and you are a slow-smoked sage wisdom.
Oh, smoked. Little barbecue.
So it's saying that I've got like street cred, I guess. I don't
You like a
know.
street hot dog,
I
or is
don't know. I
this
don't know
just
what
like
that
fish
means.
and chips and some newspaper?
So you're the monk in a monastery,
Yeah.
and I'm the guy that's like that's carting, like, got my hot dog cart, just hot dogs, hot dogs. I gotta feed my family.
Outside of the monastery, because I'd be like, hey,
That's right.
yes, it's my favorite. Like, I love Tuesdays because DJ shows up with the hot dog cart.
That's
Are these
amazing. I'm on
kosher?
the
I don't
outside of the
even care.
monastery.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's
It's
good,
the
Brett.
best hot dogs.
All right, listeners,
They
that's
don't
it
serve
for
any hot
us.
dogs
Yeah.
in the monastery. Apparently, they're not healthy.
Oh. That's they're not healthy.
God didn't make those. He made all the stuff that went into them.
That's hilarious. Listeners, you know what to do. Follow us on our Facebook group page or Instagram. Email us at menchurchstuff.com. What am I talking about? Email us at menchurchstuff@gmail.com and email us your like favorite or funny church story. And if you, even if it's not yours directly and you know of one that's hilarious, let us know that too. Share the show with people that you know. We'd like to give a quick shout out to Green Frog Coffee Company here in West Tennessee. We appreciate their support. They've got great coffee, Christian establishment. If you're in the West Tennessee Jackson area, definitely go give them a shout out. Get some coffee and some food. Good folks. Good drinks. Good food. So yeah, we will be back next week with a Quoting Dr. Culp Part 2. So make sure that you catch that episode. But beyond that, Brad, I love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Listeners, we will catch you next time.
Yeah, go be his church.